Sure. I'm Angelo Pizarro. Full name is Nicasio Angelo Velasco Pizarro. And being surrounded by music when I was young, I kind of developed. It's kind of distorting, right? Is that okay? Oh, I see. Oh, okay. All right, they're okay. Oh, okay. Well, start over again. Oh, well, no, I'll get used to it. Okay, that's good. That's fine. Oh, that's good right there. I'll get used. Well, I'm Angelo Velasco Pizarro, and I started at a very young age. Being surrounded by music all over the house. You know, my cousins, my brothers, they were all playing instruments. And my cousin got me enrolled at a junior high school, Sharpless Junior High School. And that school, they didn't have a saxophone because I was going to play saxophone like my father. But the principal, he said they had a guitar class, and I said, okay, guitar should be okay since my brother plays the guitar, and I was amazed how he plays by just picking it up by ear without sheet music. And so at this high school, they provided the instruments, and that was amazing. You know, they give each student guitar, classical instrument, and I thought that was amazing. So that's how I got started, right in the summer of 70. Yeah, pretty much. My father taught me a song called Naranyag Abulan, which means bright moon. And I guess I should play a little bit of it. Okay. I'm kind of nervous. Oh, okay. Take another. Thanks, Scott. Whoa, it's gonna take a long time. Okay, thanks. Are you ready there, Scott? Maybe I'll play the other piece that he kind of showed me how to play. Okay. Why don't I just do little pieces that I've kind of like collected? So what I'll do, some of them it doesn't have any names because it's like it's anything that I've heard before, just reflecting back to what I used to do or what he used to play. Because he was also a town DJ back in, while I was growing up in the Philippines. And he played all kinds of music, and some of them are very sad, some of them are very wild. Thank you. Hello, dime.
Hi, that was pretty good. This is the first song I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. Well, I kind of put my own style right now, but yeah. pretty much around maybe 14, 15. No, just basically it was simple then. You know, like... Then just added more to it. Back in the Philippines, I was born in Santa Maria, Ilocosor. Back in Luzon, Manila, I think south of Manila. That place, well, there, you know, it was fun growing up there. You know, there's the plaza where they have sometimes the fiesta right there, you know. Sometimes they use the plaza for, like, tennis games. Actually, I was a tennis player back in, going back to Sharpless. When I got here, I moved up from the bottom to winning the championship down in Sharpless High School. Well, anyway, yes, I played there at the plaza, was playing tennis. He would play all kinds of music there, you know. Being him as a DJ, he'd just play all kinds of music. And he had to travel like, it would be like something from Seattle to Bellingham just to go buy a, you know, a record, a 45 or a 3 and a third. And it takes that far just to go buy something. So, should I move back?
Oh, well, yeah, I if I lower my phone, it, then I can't hear anything.
I'll record that song anyway, the one the very, very first song that I learned it in the saxophone too. Because my father also played the saxophone when, you know. Summer of 70, right around July. And that time... Right, yes. And my father was already here, though, with his brother and my other relatives. And when we got here, they kind of helped me out. You know, my other cousin, she got me a job right at the University of Washington as a file clerk. Yep, and that's my first job. So when she goes to school, and then she just picks me up and go right at my filing. I forgot the name of one of the libraries. Oh, no. No, I'm not. I work at the United States Postal Service down here at Wallingford, actually. Yes, yes, I've been there for 20 years. This one, the last one I ended up with, that one is, I don't know, that's it's called My True Love. And that one, way back, that one goes... gosh. It's one of those, I don't know, 50s, 40s, yeah, there's a lot of those, like, old ones. Some of them I kind of remember the whole song, and some of them I know part of it. Yeah, very old. Maybe even older, maybe 18, 19, 20s, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, because they played like those, you know, when they do the jarana, it's a serenade, and they play the kundima, and it's always like that kind of feeling. It's like a serenade. That's when a man go and serenade a woman and her at her home. Actually, that's one of them too, and you know, yeah, and then they, yeah, I think they go far back. I really don't know how far back, but I just. I went to the internet one time and they were playing that collection of oldies. And that's one of them. And it's called My True Love. Yeah. Yeah, I'll play the whole thing for you, though. No, just a half of it. It was just, I think you just heard like maybe 10, 15 seconds of it. Yeah, okay. Yes, things like those, and they have a lot of kinds of music like that. Stories, but not fully. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Is that the word he's using for that? Oh, okay, I see. Yes.
He always accompanies the Annunciation with poetry characteristic of the Christian life or Catholic faith. So is there, you know, kind of imagery that comes up? So the Filipino men are passing a stormy evening. Is there a song that you think might go with that? And there's the Catholic.
Oh, I see. Let's see what comes to mind. No.
Okay.
Yeah, I kind of have a sense of image to it, but I guess they'd be like dancing, you know. We can do like a actually goes back more like it's called ethnically. Maybe they started then. How far does that go? I'm looking at my wife. She knows all that. Yeah. Oh, you don't know that one? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's like the famous folk dance music back in the Philippines. Yeah. No. Yeah, but... Oh, let me see. Part of it is like that. See, no, the other ones, I don't know the thing. See, sometimes when I listen to those things, I pick up some of the parts that's really catchy to my ears. And oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, sure. Yeah, that's the slow part of it, because the other part is a fast one, and I'm sometimes I know when I remember the melody, and then sure. Okay. Oh, the Sampaguita one. Sampaguita is a flower, name of a flower. It's a white flower. What is it? Philippine national flower, but it's white though. It's called Sampaguita.
Would you repeat that again? Tell me what the Sampaguita is.
Sampaguita is the Philippine national flower, and that's what it all, it is. Yes, Sampaguita.
And they wrote a song about that?
Yeah, and they call the song Sampaguita, and you'll hear the melody. I'll play a little bit.
Thank you.
Yeah. I wish I knew all the very old. This one is very old. Early 1900s. Yes. Well, growing up in the Philippines, he played the saxophone. He would play music for the dance people that would do the, you know, like folk dancing. He would do it live. And he would, I was amazed at him when he just writes the music just out of his head and then play it back. That thing I cannot do. But that he brought me to every barrios in the town just to, you know, do their functions, their special events. And a lot of Kalesa riding. It's a horse-powered wagon, or sometimes a Carabao-powered wagon to every barrio that we went to. And he was first, he came here first to United States before we did, maybe 5 years before. And he used to play at Pioneer Square with my uncle. And I don't know how much they got paid, but pretty much, I guess, then. And after that one, he formed a band called Pizarro Band, and with my cousins, my brothers. And that's where I started playing the tambourine at first. Yes. Uh-huh, yes, but, you know, not all guitar, but just a tambourine. I guess they didn't trust me playing guitar yet. Didn't know too much. Four brothers. Yes, actually, all of them played drums, and they also sang. The one right older than me, the next one up, he played the bass and guitar and piano. And actually, he was the one that I was also amazed from, you know, learning the songs from the record without any music, just learning it by ear. Yes, it's a it's a musical family. And no, I think there's a lot of families that have one like that. Yeah.
Now, your dad made a living then, being a musician?
No, he worked at Swedish Hospital as a maintenance.
So he did this for the love of it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. They played like a rondalla type. I guess that's how I learned that, you know, that sound where it's like a tremolo picking, like, you know, like that. So I kind of like, you know, I like that part, and so I try to keep that as my Filipino root.
Is that Filipino or Filipino?
Well, it's, Filipino is influenced by Spanish, too, so they're like, you know, like together.
This is more Filipino.
Yeah, because flamenco is a little bit more, it's pretty close, because sometimes they think I'm playing flamenco, but I'm just trying to play my Filipino music. Well, so close to the Spanish. As far as the picking, as far as the playing wise, yeah, flamenco is more like. Something like. But it's Filipino is more melodic. You know. It's like a, like I said, they started like with the Harana, the Kundiman songs. Lively music? Yeah, when they say they play a lot of minor and then it changes to a major. Let's see. Dance. Oh, yeah, I can do the, I think the folk dance music. I can, let me just do the folk dance. I think I know that one. That was like a three-quarter tempo. So they would dance like between the sticks and those ones, between the poles. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Yeah, that's what, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, yes, and that's where they try to not to get their ankles caught. Oh, you did? Okay. Yes. No, no, well, you get used to it. Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Tinnikling, that's the name of that dance. In fact, I danced that dance before. Yes, I was in a group, a barangay group, family group. And we go all over town just to perform. Yeah. That's when I was younger. Older time. Let's see. But it's a slow one, though. It's another slow one, just like the one. It's pretty much about the same era, the same time. Mm-hmm. That's good. what do you mean? Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I think. Played the original. Let me see, or let's see. Let me have to start thinking here. Oh, okay. I guess I'll start with the intense one. I'll stop kind of in the middle. Yeah, I was good. I remember that song. I played it. It was a really hot summer time when King Five was at the Alki Beach, and we played something. Say, well, I just kind of started playing a little bit of that, and then I just kind of extended it. It was for us. It was in the King Five news one time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's actually a little bit more, but for 1 minute. Wow. Let me see. I don't know if it's tradition. Thank you. Yeah, that was at 1 minute, I guess. Yeah. Let's see. Pretty much like a. Oops. Let me use the. And also things like a slow song. Thank you.
Now, are there any original songs that you'd like just to record for yourself? That we have to use it. I think we've got everything we need, but I thought
there was
something
that you'd
want to do for yourself.
Yes, actually. Oh, you mean like for just recording?
Record whatever you want to record.
Well, I wasn't even thinking. Yeah. Oh, yeah.